And I'd like now to welcome Rabbi Martin Levy. He is going to tell us about the Holocaust Cantata. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. This is a big deal. This is a musical event that's happening tomorrow night at Congregation Beit Tikva.
Yes, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at our congregation on Old Pecos Trail. This is a fantastic musical event, both a choral cantata and an instrumental performance by a group called Polyphony. And they are performing the Holocaust Cantata, which is a series of musical scores written by David McCullough. He is a noted musical expert. He researched music that was produced during World War II, during the Holocaust period, by inmates who lived through the concentration camps.
They were able to compose?
Yeah, in many of the camps, Treblinka and Theresienstadt, famous musicians were sent to their death, but before they were incarcerated, before they were done away with, they wrote beautiful musical scores about their experience in the camps. And so McCullough, who's a musical kind of genius and had this piece performed at the Kennedy Center some 12 years ago, researched, wrote all the lyrics, produced the music, and we're lucky enough to have this great choral group coming up here to do the concert for us tomorrow night.
So what is the style of the music?
It is... It features cellists and violinists as accompanists, but it's composed. The music score is kind of very lyrical, somber, witnessing of the experience of the Holocaust by these inmates who couldn't necessarily perform their music, but were able to write it and was smuggled out before their deaths.
Amazing.
And the lyrics are in Polish and German and different languages. So it reflects just a kind of a cross-cultural experience of what went on during World War II.
So, but it's in the classical music tradition.
Yes, very much in the classical music tradition. But the choir, the choral group that's singing, is some 25 or 28 voices. So really a strong group of singers. They're all professional singers from Albuquerque, and they've done this concert and many others throughout the state and in Denver and throughout the Southwest.
So this is... A thing that's touring across the country? You said it was in Washington?
It's not touring right now. They've done other concerts this winter. They decided to perform this concert for us, and also they're doing it in Albuquerque, I believe on Sunday, in honor of the Holocaust Memorial Day, which is actually observed on Monday throughout the world.
Right. Yeah, we're doing a program on Monday about a poet who, a German poet who died in Auschwitz.
Yes.
That's on Monday. So, okay.
But we'd love to have folks from all over the community come and join us Saturday night at 7.
Excellent.
We can get tickets through brown paper bag. I think they're making a coffee for you.
They're doing their own version. It's called the Blender Cantata.
So tickets are available at the door at Congregation Beit Tikva. We're at Beit Tikva on Old Pecos or at Brown Paper Bag.
2230 Old Pecos Trail in Santa Fe. The website is beittikvasantafe.org, and the number is 820-2991. Rabbi Martin Levy, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks again, Mary Charlotte. Thank you.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.